There are video games about racing cars or building fantasy worlds. Today, a game about better communities here on Earth. I'm David Brancaccio in St. Paul today. Video games are bigger than movies and music combined. What can the games and the vast industry that surrounds them teach us about economics, business, money, careers, equity? We have an ongoing project on the Marketplace Morning Report called Skin in the Game, here and with streaming video. Today I travel to Detroit to learn about a video game about housing discrimination, where the only violence is in the economics. We all know .com. Time to meet Dot, short for Dorothea, a character in a two-dimensional interactive video game out of Detroit called Dot's Home. In this dreamlike sequence, Dot has found a portal back in time.
She gets a hold of a magic key and travels through time to figure out that these choices that her family has made about their housing and opportunity, they are not easy.
Christina Rosales is a community activist and co-creator of the game, which is free on Steam or mobile platforms.
We wanted to tell a multi-generational story because when you think about housing disadvantage, it is cumulative. It has the ability to get worse and worse, the worse your family is, and it has the opportunity to get exponentially better if you come from a place of privilege and wealth.
Dot and game players moving through the game with Dot get to hear about her grandparents' roots as sharecroppers in the South who moved to Detroit for better lives working in car factories. In search of a place to live, they run into discrimination and predatory practices. These require tough choices. The game has dialogue balloons like a comic book. We'll read out a few.
We want the house, but that Murphy fellow is just making us choose between a contract for deed or renting the place.
When banks refuse to lend to black people, real estate companies might draw up something called a contract for deed. It's like rent to own. Under some circumstances, these can be dicey. Fail to pay on time even once, start over. Your equity vanishes.
Never mind the fact that it could take us between 5 and 50 years to pay the house off in the first place. I just wish we could get a loan.
The grandparents back in the late 1950s. Dot's parents come to their own crossroads in the early 1990s, whether to stay with bonds of community in the city or move out to, quote, nicer suburbs. Here are the choices for game players.
Somewhere where you and your kids can grow without worry.
A street where everybody knows your name.
A neighborhood where you shop at the supermarket without being stared at.
My name is Evan Narcisse, and I'm part of the creative team on Dot's Home. I was a lead writer and kind of narrative designer. When you think about video games, I think the predominant image in most people's heads are like really violent first-person shooters, power fantasies. But video games, like movies, like books, like music, they can be a storytelling medium, and you can tell lots of different kinds of stories within that medium.
Among his many credits, Narcisse has worked on 3 Spider-Man games.
Join us.
The idea of trying to talk about social issues and policy through a video game fascinated me. But then you get to, quite honestly, the blackness of it all. You know, like housing justice is something that impacts marginalized communities, black folks in particular. I felt deeply connected to that.
The game is a collaboration of multimedia storytellers and housing justice advocates called the Rise Home Stories Project. Funding is from philanthropies like the Ford Foundation. Its nonprofit social mission brings with it extra freedom.
Most like commercial and mainstream entertainments, including video games, you know, they have to modulate how they present a worldview by virtue of needing to turn a profit, right? We didn't have to think about that.
And this 2D game is being taken to a new 3D level. Anthony Baber was there.
We had kids in the audience. We're like, this is one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. And I think there's a level of importance where it comes to people of color being involved in the gaming industry or having a say in how we tell our stories.
Baber is director of community and culture at Detroit Action, an advocacy group that was part of the team that turned this video game into a fully fledged stage production where that 2D on-screen character Dot becomes Dot live action 3D. More on that here tomorrow. We know you have video gamers in your life who also like clicking on YouTube. Our latest Skin in the Game video just came out today. Our YouTube handle is MarketplaceAPM.
Thank you.
about some artificial intelligence in your pocket? Apple's reportedly in talks to put Google's generative AI tool Gemini into its phones. This after rival Samsung offered a phone with some AI tricks. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Bloomberg says Apple and Google are in active talks, although the iPhone maker has also held discussions with OpenAI, the company that produces ChatGPT. Apple CEO Tim Cook last month hinted of more AI news to come. The company usually unveils its latest mobile operating system in the fall, and iOS 18 could include generative AI-powered features. If Apple does partner with Google to deliver those features, it could be a sign that its own AI development is lagging at a time when rival Samsung is sprinting ahead. In January, it unveiled new Galaxy smartphones with AI features, such as translating foreign languages in real time during phone calls and altering photos with AI-generated images. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve have meetings Tuesday and Wednesday. They're not expected to lower interest rates this time, but there could be hints about when that might happen if inflation droops more. And with March Madness, North Carolina is now the 38th state plus D.C. to allow sports gambling. Here's the number. The American Gaming Association figures $2.7 billion will be bet on the college basketball tournament this year. In St. Paul, Minnesota today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.